Hi, my name is Serene Pelikan. I am project lead of the Trainings for Continuing Professional Development for Lecturers, part of Teaching and Learning Services. This month, we had a first run for a brand new training, Teaching with Open Educational Resources. With me is Marcel Varkonyi and Pascalis Contanas, both members of the Education Support Team at TU Delft Library and co-developers and trainers of the Teaching with Open Education Resources. Hi, Marcel.
Hi there.
Hi, Pascalis.
Hello.
Could you explain in a few words what this training is about?
Yes. Thank you for the invitation to this interview. The training is about, well, as the title indicates, teaching with open educational resources, and which we often abbreviate as OER, which I'm also going to do in this interview. OERs are any type of teaching and learning materials that are free to use, that have a license that allow reuse and adaptation of the material in different contexts and environments. And depending on the license, sometimes also the republication of these resources. And the training was about, well, what this entails, how is it to teach with open educational resources, either to publish them, publish your own, or to reuse existing OER that you can find online, or sometimes the combination of the two. You find an existing OER, which has the license that allows you to, for instance, adapt it, change it, and then republish it. So content-wise, this was what the training was about, and it had another important. We made another important consideration in designing this training, which is the approach that we took in the way this training is was delivered to the participants. We aimed to take a participatory approach where the training participants interact with each other as much as possible. And we did this, in the spirit of what we call open pedagogy, that is sometimes accompanied with the use of open educational resources, a kind of less hierarchical classroom setup where the teacher and the learners are, let's say, can be considered more collaborators, next to, of course, being the teacher, the expert, and the student, the learner. And by interacting together in this participatory setup, we aimed to give this experience to the teachers as well, of course, because we also believe in the approach of open pedagogy, which also fits very much the open educational resources teaching it OER. So that was the content. And well, there was one other important element, of course. I'm going to hand the word to Pascalis.
Thank you very much. Thank you also for the invitation. And also, in addition to what Marcel said about the OER training, also my part was about the copyright. You can understand also like that open education and open pedagogy is going hand to hand with copyright, and also with this with the training, we try to educate the participants regarding the copyright rules and how they can implement them in the in their courses, and to follow them and to not create any infringements when they create open educational resources, as you understand that is very crucial when create open educational resources, also when you reusing when one reuses third party's works, need to follow specific rules and to make them aware of what are the rules or the copyright rules are about and how you can respect them. Also, like in this training, training, they got to know about the use of CC licenses, Creative Commons licenses, as it's the full name of it, and how you can reuse them and how you can mix the different works with different CC BY licenses, and in general, there are copyright rules that they need to follow in order to respect other people's intellectual property.
Okay, thank you. All right, and why is it important to work with open education resources? Like, how is this implemented at TU Delft, for instance, and what's your role in here from the library's perspective?
If I can start, like, also from the open education resource policy that TU Delft has implemented some years ago. There it is stated that all the educational open educational resources that have been created within TU Delft, it should be licensed and should be published, reshared under a CC BY license. So this is why this training is also important, because in order to create open educational resources, you need first of all, like, to understand what is what a CC BY license is about, and then how you can implement it, and how you can follow all the copyright rules in connection also with CC BY licenses. The vision, like, also is you can understand that when you create open educational resources, you add to the cultural knowledge, or like to the worldwide knowledge, because you create works that you can give back to the society, and also, like, people, third parties outside of the university, also from other universities, they can create, they can build on it, they can remix, and you can understand from that perspective, it's a good way of creating works, sharing knowledge, and building on all this education, like all this society, and share with the society what's been created within TU Delft, and this creates a universal, let's say, vision, dream that if everyone tries to combine to that dream, we're gonna have an ideal world that, like, the knowledge is shared and being reused under certain rules.
Yes, indeed. The value that that is behind and is driver of open education and teaching it OER is the value of accessibility and equity. The way we work towards this at TU Delft, there is actually two distinct departments that work on this. There is the extension school that addresses the online aspect of open education, and then there is the campus education aspect, which of course is not completely independent of the online one. That is addressed by the Open Science Program and the library of TU Delft, which is where I and Paschalis work. The concrete value, in addition to what Paschalis already mentioned, of transitioning towards teaching with OER, is there is value given, let's say, to the globe, the planet, which Paschalis mentioned, to build a body of knowledge which is freely accessible by anyone. So that's similar in open science and open education. More specifically, at TU Delft, there is also an important aspect or consideration that students, not only the globe, but also the students, can access this body of knowledge, and specifically also resources used in courses freely and openly without having to pay for anything. And also before entering for instance, a bachelor or a master program at TU Delft, students already have access to to plenty of resources, and some of these resources are also in cases aimed for instance, allowing students to kind of recap knowledge required to enter a program or a course, or if they are not in possession yet of this, then to acquire it, and this way, courses can run more smoothly because everybody starts from a more equal footing. And this also applies after graduating at TU Delft. Students don't have access to their net IDs after graduating TU Delft. And if a resource is open, then they continue to have access to all these resources. And then there's the aspect of collaboration between teachers. Developing and teaching with OER also stimulates collaboration between teachers, whether that's within TU Delft or also, for instance, between universities. So that I also consider an advantage or a benefit. And then there is the rewards and recognition aspect. There's already a movement ongoing in the Netherlands to kind of change a bit how rewards and recognition is done in academia, for instance, which also includes an increased recognition of education. And publication of OER, for instance, is one way where teachers can gain visibility as academics to showcase their expertise and thereby gain rewards and recognition for their work as teachers. We are
okay. Very nice. And I was wondering, because the attendees that experienced this training, they were teachers, they were lecturers at TU Delft, and you just mentioned the students and both teachers, they work on open educational resources. How was this course for them? How did they experience the training? Did they have any experience on it already, or was that quite diverse?
When I was in the room, in the training, and interacting with the participants, I had the experience that participants indeed appreciated a hands-on approach, where they got the chance to interact with each other's with their colleagues, as teachers, and to, let's say, create their ideas together around how they want to work with OER, or what an open educational resource is. I experienced some interesting discussions arising as well, for instance, around how field and discipline specific OERs can mean, how different it is in the field of architecture or urbanism than, for instance, in an engineering discipline. And it was very interesting to hear these discussions. My impression was that the participants welcomed the approach that we took, focusing on the process as much as on the content of what an OER is, and thereby creating an environment of open pedagogy in the training setting. In terms of the providing expertise content, I had the feeling after the training that participants would have also perhaps welcomed a little bit more concrete input from me as an expert on open educational resources. The reason for that was also that we tried to include as much in the training as possible. And the focus fell more on the collaborative aspect and less on the providing of expertise. But I think Paschalis did a great job at providing expertise as well. So Paschalis, what was your experience?
Yeah, I mean, I guess as you did, exactly. So like you provided like a nice expertise and knowledge, and you shared it like with the participants. And of course, we try to capture the moment and capture like their what it would be nice for the participants to learn from this training, but also what I like the most from this training was like that the group of people also like it was also outside of TU Delft like some participants, and also what I like when I was explaining also the copyright rules and then what the people they need to do is that they came up with really hands-on examples and questions that they deal with copyright in their everyday work, and I really like that we took the time to explain what are the rules and then how they can deal with the copyright and also like with the Creative Commons licenses, and as we all know, like that when one creates a work is the owner of the work. This is the general rule of copyright law, and of course there are like different exceptions. For example, when an employee creates a work, then the employer is the copyright holder of the copyright. So there are like also these exceptions and then the rules of the copyright and what one can do when, for example, like find an image on the internet, like can they just take it and reuse it, or they need to ask permission. What and all these rules we try to explain to them, and also what I think it would be nice for next time for the copyright part is like to have more examples, and I think also the participants suggested that in their feedback forms that to have more examples, concrete examples, so they have a real vision of what they need to do next, and not focusing so much on the theory, because like I understand like that theory sometimes can be overwhelming. And this is the general experience that I had, that I really liked the ping pong, let's say, that I had with the participants. And yeah, I learned where there are like what kind of copyright issues they face and how they deal with that. And of course, like they can contact me, or like also like for me, like with for the copyright, and Marcel, like for the how to create open educational resources if they want, if they have more questions in order to deal with that, because it's kind of all the time, as I say, each case is different, so we need time to discuss about it and check what needs to be done. And you can I can say that like as a main thing, you can consult the newly introduced TU Delft Libraries copyright website, that you can find it just on type in the Google like TU Delft Library copyright information point, and then you can find it. Mm-hmm. You're gonna go directly there, mm-hmm. and then you can have almost a tailor-made answer to your copyright questions. Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps. Well, we can put the link also in the description of this podcast, so you can find it even more easily than Googling it.
Yes.
So you can find it in the description.
Yeah,
that would be really good, so that they know also what the next steps are to be taken. Aside of that, would there be any other message you would give to people that haven't taken the course yet?
That haven't taken the course yet.
Yes.
Why not taking it?
Okay, so that's the message. Come to the training.
Yeah, yeah. Good. But I mean, of course, like sometimes, as I say it also for myself, sometimes like we think that like, for example, I'll talk more specifically about copyright, because like that's my expertise. I mean, like sometimes like people, I see people that they already, for example, they have the idea. So like, okay, I know what's copyright. I don't need help. I'm okay with that. I know what is it. Like I'm okay. But when we have discussions, I'm like, yeah, I didn't think about it. And then, it's very interesting. And then how we can create that, and then finding alternatives, maybe like maybe because they cannot, for example, like maybe they need to ask for permission, like in order to reuse a work, and goes on. So like so in that training, you are gonna learn, and then you're gonna come in contact with information, and also like with some copyright compliant practices that the person needs to follow in order like to be, let's say, on the safe side, without creating an infringement, and also like creating works that third parties are 100% for sure that and secure and safe, that they can reuse it further and they can build on it. And of course, that from that perspective, maybe like one thinks that open education resources, like is like what is that, and then as like I don't know much, and then give it a try. Why not? I mean, like just maybe like you're gonna open the door like in a new world. Yeah, Marcel, what do you think?
Right. Well, I think the advice, come and take the next training, is a fantastic one. And at the same time, I of course understand if, perhaps you prefer to learn about OER another way, which case we are always, and also I think this applies to copyright as well, that we are always, we welcome people contacting us, and we're very happy to provide advice and guidance also on an individual basis on, for instance, how to create your OER. Or how to become more copyright compliant, and both at the same time.
Yeah.
And also, we have, in addition to what I mentioned, we have also an open education stimulation fund running on a yearly basis. This year, we have the second cohort of projects running, 13 projects. Each of them focusing on an aspect of open education. These are projects that are focusing on the campus education. And, we will have our next call open towards the end of the summer. So you're also very welcome to apply. Not only welcome, we encourage you to apply to this fund. We also happy to provide guidance on fine-tuning your ideas. And of course, in addition to all of these, we also are very happy to be approached and be invited to faculties and departments to either speak about or give workshops on copyright, open education, OER, because in the end, we work with communities all over TU Delft. So whether we see you at the training or at your faculty department or in an individualized meeting, we are very happy to collaborate.
And also what I wanted like also to add, apart from the what Marcel said, and then also like we mentioned about TU Delft copyright website, also like there is a copyright team that like whatever you cannot find like on the copyright website that we have, you can contact us and have a discussion about it. Also like on what Marcel said, like to have a workshop or like to have a presentation or like to have a discussion or how we can be, you can be like more like copyright compliant, or like maybe like to create awareness over it, about the open educational resources and copyright, because as you can see, like sometimes that you can for example, some people, they think that like you can reuse stuff that you can find online, which is not the case every time, and then there are like bunch of other rules that you need to follow. But and then maybe like when you want to create an open educational resource, you think that like, oh, copyright, like then I need to go through all that, and then it's very difficult and then time consuming. But like if we do it together, it's like it's easy
and fun.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Marcel and Pascalis, for your expertise and sharing this with us. We will have some notes with contact details. I want to thank the audience as well for listening. Keep an eye on the website on Teaching and Learning Services about the next course dates. And well, looking forward to your next training.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the invitation.